Hello, Ventura. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590 KVTA. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Maggie McKinney.
And I am Deborah Delaney.
And we are brought to you by...
Century 21 Troop Real Estate.
That's right. Woo-woo. Well, happy Saturday, girls. It's nice. It's kind of getting a little bit cooler.
It's gorgeous.
The fires are burning everywhere.
It's gorgeous outside.
Yes, me
it's
too.
Gorgeous here.
Woo-hoo. Absolutely
Come join
beautiful.
Us. Yeah, if you're listening.
And the fires aren't here, thank God.
Almost
right?
August.
Yeah. So I found a gem this week that you guys all need to know about. It is Lotus Land in Santa Barbara.
Oh, yes. We had them on the show.
We did. We had them
ago.
A couple. But I have to tell you, Lotus Land is a garden. Mm, okay. And I have to tell you that the lotus flowers have never been this bloomed in 10 years, I think they said.
Wow.
So they're full bloom. They're absolutely stunning, gorgeous. And they only last for 2 days. These flowers only bloom for 2 days.
Do they
well,
smell?
It's too late.
They don't smell. They're more like a, they're a little waxier.
And they're in water.
And they're in water, so you can't get to them. You can only look at them. But if you haven't been to Lotus Land, you absolutely need to go. It is absolutely beautiful. It's in and amongst the estates of Santa Barbara. And it is.
Montecito, right?
So, oh, sorry, Montecito, yes. And it's just gorgeous. It's 29 acres. And it's got plants from all over the world in that garden. So
beautiful.
Yeah,
get a chance to go.
Of it that are just otherworldly, like the cactus garden. You step through a little portico and you think, you're like, where am I? You know, I'm on a different planet here.
Yeah.
How much
is
it?
It's stunning.
You have to make an appointment. So there's only so many people that can go per year. I think it's 15,000 people a year that can go. Because it's in and amongst the estates.
In a neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, I believe it's $49 to go.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
So what are we giving away today?
Impressed.
It's a grown-up Disneyland.
Yeah. We have another gift certificate from Gentle Transitions. And Gentle Transitions is a moving company. They will come and help you decide what you're going to take to your next property. They will actually pack it, unpack it.
They'll map it out.
Map it out.
Pack it. Unpack you.
Help you decide what you need to take with you, what you really should be able to give away.
Yeah. It's like an intimate moving transition.
I'll never move myself again.
Oh, I'll never.
Ever.
Not ever. Ever.
This
Not
is a $500 ever. Gift certificate.
Toward that.
Towards this move.
Okay, so give us a call, 650-1590. We're giving that away. And do we have anything else?
We do. We have gift certificates from the Greek at the harbor, which would be a beautiful day today to go there.
Yeah.
We also have fall home garden and RV show tickets September 7th, 8th, and 9th at the fairgrounds. So we have...
that garden show is always really,
really
great.
It is really great.
We have
great.
A bunch of these to give away, so give us a call, 650-1590.
And we also have Ventiki gift certificates for sliders and sushi.
Wow. And it's their anniversary today, I think. Their five-year anniversary.
Ooh. Wow, can you
today
believe it's
tomorrow,
been 5 years?
Oh, wow. We should have had them back on today.
Best Mai Tais ever.
Yeah.
Yes, best Mai Tais ever. Absolutely.
And it's always like jumping. When I drive down Main Street to go get my takeout in the evening, it's like there's always this liveliness about, outside at Ventiki, you know.
It's a very cool place to hang out. There's
it's
a fire pit.
Like it's kind of like the Cheers bar of Ventura.
It's like Kauai in Ventura, you know.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So any new real estate, girls? I have 857 Coronado Circle on the hillside in Santa Paula. It's going to be on the market next week. First open house next weekend from 1 to 4. I won't be there because I'll be at my 30th year high school reunion.
Oh, my God,
Oh, my
Tracy.
God, 30th. I can't even believe it. I don't even feel 30 years old. But, so anyway, 857 Coronado Circle, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2 stories, 2,600 square feet. Gorgeous. It was the model home in 2012, the last one sold up there on the hillside. So it's beautiful. It'll be open next Sunday, 1 to 4. Anything else you guys got?
What's the price?
Price is $649.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a brand new listing. It's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, Wainimi Bay condo. Mm. And it is gorgeous. It is 3 from the street, so you have lots of parking for your guests. And it's got newer carpet, newer kitchen. And it's really a lovely place for 55 and older.
They have a little golf course there, don't they?
They do.
Or I think they have a couple, like little golf courses, and they have pools.
Yeah,
pools. It's really nice.
It really is nice. And it's real close to everything.
Is it gated?
Is not gated.
But it has security
guard. Entry.
Yes, it has an entry.
It has an entry.
They're all one story, though. They're really nice.
Yes, and that one's going to be priced at $350.
That's good. And I've got everything in escrow or sold. So, but
I know I sold everything this week too, just like crazy.
But I do have, in 7 months, I will have the most spectacular home down at Pierrepont Beach. It is on Kingston Lane. We will pre-sell that property. It'll be completely framed next week, so I can take you in and show you the views you're going to have, which are spectacular. It is just another Roger Understiller home, which is never anything more beautiful. It's like so spectacular, so beautiful, so well done. And we are going to pre-sell that at 2.4 if you want to get in. And probably when we go to market, we would go at like 2.6, 2.7. So it's always, you always do get a little bit of a deal when you pre-buy our properties. And you also get to have a little say in the finishes. So it's
that's a
great deal to do.
I still have 1090 Gilbert at the Cape, 3-bedroom, 3-bath, tri-level. It's very, very nice. And then 706 Island View down at Surfside 4 with ocean views will be open tomorrow from 1 to 4 for an open house. And that one is 515. So a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-level, really nice upgrades throughout. So really nice.
Really nice.
Yeah. So what about you, Maggie?
And come visit me at 119 Frost Circle in Ventura, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,600 square feet mobile home. Mobile homes are not like they used to be. They're really quite nice. And this is in the 5-star park of Lemonwood off Johnson and Telephone. I'll be there from 1 to 4, 119 Frost Circle. It's priced at $425.
Lemonwood is very
Those are nice and private. And they have, they have like RV parking?
Big lots.
And RV parking?
There's not RV parking there, but the lots are giant.
Yeah.
And they have
the lot
sizes,
the little
lakes
close to 5,000 square feet.
Well, look at that. So you're not like right on top of each other or anything.
No, this is a great park.
It's like having a single family home.
Yes.
Well, I saw a great movie the other day. Honestly, great movie. What was Sarah? Mamma Mia, the new one.
Oh,
my God. Seriously, it was. Were we bawling? I was bawling.
Yeah. Have you seen all of them?
It's so good. You know, it's about a single mom raising her daughter. Well, I mean, this one is. And oh, my God, we were bawling. I think we were embarrassing Parker and Kenna. They're like, what's wrong with you guys?
Oh, spoiler alert. So that means she didn't stay with the guy or
well,
something.
Well, it's kind of weird.
There's
because
three guys.
It doesn't really, it starts off. Can I tell you how it starts off or no?
I guess so.
Well, Meryl
you don't
Streep,
want to ruin it for people
Meryl Streep
either.
Has died when it starts off.
Oh!
So it's totally weird. So then it goes to where the daughter is. The daughter is renovating the hotel in honor of her mom, right?
Oh.
And so the three men are supposed to come back, and everyone's honoring the mom.
Oh,
and then it's all about the daughter and her relationship.
You have to
do
stuff like that.
I'm telling you.
So dumb.
It's really good, but it's all these flashbacks. It's really, really good. And then there's someone special in it, you guys know, shares in it. Sure, I just got chills. It was so good. We were oh my gosh, we were singing and crying. And oh,
it's also a lot of the air conditioning is cold in here. So
yeah. And Andy Garcia was in it. Hello.
Hello.
And Pierce Brosnan. I mean, they're all gorgeous people, you know, singing and dancing. It was really fun. So anyway, I would see that if you guys get a chance to get out to the movies.
We'll have to do that.
Okay.
So what do we have coming up, Karen?
Well, we have a great show lined up for you guys today. We have Amber Adam, and she is doing a big event for Canine Dogs. And then we have Richard Maddox, who's with the Cancer Society, and he's going to be talking about it. And then we also have our own Lixon is going to tell us about a school that's opening.
Ooh.
So we have a great show lined up. We are a community radio show. We support women in business, we support nonprofits, and we support all the kids in our neighborhoods. So
and we have some very interesting guests coming up in the next few weeks. We have a wonderful young woman who puts on a fashion show with women, young women who have been trafficked. And
that's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a great show. It's for a great cause. And we have a lot of other people coming up too. So stay tuned to us. We're bringing some really interesting guests in.
Yeah, great. And we also have our own Sarah Barrett Lepore in the house, and Rana's here. So we've got a great show lineup for you today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sauteed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe, the best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services, and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com. 805-232-3422.
Welcome back, Ventura. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate. We are right here on KVTA, 1590 AM. We are being brought to you by Century 21 Troop Real Estate and all our other wonderful sponsors. I'm Deborah Delaney.
I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Maggie McKinney.
And I'm Karen Campbell. And we're real excited to have in the house Amber Adams with us. She is doing a big event for canine dogs.
Absolutely. I, a couple years ago, discovered that the canines were solely funded on donations, so I formed a committee, and we began this event. And within 6 weeks the first year, we covered all 5 dogs' medical insurance and got $10,000 with copays. So,
how did you find out about the canine? Did you have an incident or something, or what happened?
No, I'm actually a huge homeless advocate, so I was doing some homeless research, and I came across canines for some reason that came up, and then I saw through our city they were not funded by our city, so that's when I came in. And
so introduce your guest.
So with me I have one of our committee members, and this is Carolyn Yaichek, and she happens to be also one of my best friends. So.
Oh, nice.
What were you telling us over there?
It's the police dogs,
right? Yeah.
The canine police dogs, that I mean, they're just athletes and they're on the job all the time, and they don't have proper funding to do all their medical, which is like a number one as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, it's just their medical that's not funded?
No, it's solely most of everything. Their training, them being here, period, the cost of the dog. The only thing they do cover is the food that they give the handler to feed the dogs while they have them in their care.
I had no idea. I thought they were totally supported by our police department. They're not.
No, they're not. They haven't been.
I think that's a misconception.
Ever. It is. They say that they have never done it because it's always been that way and nobody's changed it.
Is that just Ventura?
As far as I know, I don't know what the other neighboring cities, but I'm a Ventura local, so that's where I
do my work. So it's been the responsibility of the officer that has the dog to, basically, it's like his dog.
It is his dog. They do take them home with them every night. They are just dogs when they're not on the job. And when they are on the job, they think it's a game. So they think it's fun.
Right.
But they are constantly working the first in and the last out. So they have a dangerous position.
Yeah. And so what about their bulletproof vest, if you will.
All of those are through fundraising as well.
Really?
If you noticed that some other entity sponsored that this year, but they did cover their bulletproof vest. They're training. The officers train with them. They learn German so that they can speak to the dogs because they only take German commands. So it's a lot of extra money that the city doesn't have or can't put forward for them, and we cover it. We make sure they're covered.
So tell us a little bit about the event. Tell us from the time someone shows up till the time somebody leaves, what's going to happen.
Okay, so what we do is three events. It's a trifactor. We do three throughout the year to cover the last event. The last event's October 27th. It's a 5K Family Fun Festival. It's always themed, so everybody can come dressed as the theme, and this year's theme is the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, my goodness.
So we are going to do...
I was wondering about the headband.
We're going to do a 5K run, and then after that, they get to eat a nice lunch that's provided by the cafe that hosts our event, Harbor Cove Cafe. And then after that, there's a huge festival. There's games and vendors and lots of music, and we have a huge lineup this year with Phil Medina and Monsky doing the last hour of our show, and we have a couple of surprise things that I can't say about, but if everybody shows up,
tell us where it is and when it is.
It is October 27th at the Harbor Cove Cafe in the Ventura Harbor, 1867 Spinnaker. It starts at 8 a.m. in the morning, and it goes till 5 in the evening, so it's an all-day event, and you can come anytime.
Great. So how can people participate?
You can participate. You can go online and go to the website, which is Who Let the Dogs Out? And I didn't have anything to do with the name, but I like
that's
it.
That's cute.
And we also have a zombie poker night tonight and wine tasting at the Harbor Cove Cafe. That's funds go towards that event. So,
and you know, we've had the canine police on with their dogs.
We did.
And they are just amazing. They are really incredible. And it's just, you know, they help us so much, these animals. It's unbelievable what they do. They save lives.
How much does something like this cost, like to train a dog, and you know what you guys do? How much does that cost, and how much, you know, do you guys need this money? Obviously, it's probably a lot.
Well, their medical insurance is about $3,000 per dog, and there's five dogs, so
a year?
Yes, wow. For the whole year, and that covers copays. So we like to get that money in the bank.
How many dogs are we talking about?
Five. All five canines. And then, of course, their training and them being purchased is about $12,000. So that all comes through funding
per dog.
Per dog.
Okay.
So you're talking almost $100,000 a year.
Oh, at least to cover the dogs. Yes.
Now, how many dogs do you actually? Because the dogs stay in service for how long?
Usually 5 to 8 years, and then unless other circumstances, you know, injuries or something cause retirement. But once they retire, either the handler takes them as their pet, or they will get adopted out throughout the police department. But yes.
Right. So then you're not spending all of this money every year on five new dogs.
No.
So the $12,000 to train is like a one-time
dog.
Deal.
Right.
Right. And so then
you have a new dog coming in when another dog leaves.
When another one leaves.
Five dogs.
Absolutely.
Right.
Always.
So you really
dogs.
Need a reserve for when that happens,
right.
Because you never know. You never know when that'll happen.
Absolutely.
And so is this through the police foundation then?
It is.
Okay,
through
great.
The National Police Dog Foundation, and they're in Camarillo.
Right.
So that's
I'm familiar with the
for.
Foundation. I've done some things with them. However, I didn't put the connection together with the dogs. So that's very cool.
It's really amazing to me that they don't get government assistance for this. That's
you know,
crazy.
It was shocking.
These dogs should be
too.
Earning a salary.
I wonder if mounted policemen, if the horses get... totally different altogether.
Sounds like a research project.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they need to reevaluate that in the city and see if there's something
Definitely.
They could do.
Well, they do. And quite honestly, these dogs should be getting a salary.
They're workers,
you know, so that when they do retire, then the family who adopts them or if the person their trainer or whomever they've been attached to all these years, that helps to fund their care and their, because once they leave the organization, then they don't have that health insurance anymore, right?
Well, the National Police Dog Foundation is good about once they retire, they try to take care of their needs after retirement as well.
Okay.
So a lot of the funds that we build up in there will go towards the dogs that retire until the handler can take it over completely on their own. But yes.
But it's very expensive to have dogs. So
there
should be a stipend that goes along with it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, tell us where and when you need people to do what.
Okay, I need people to show up on October 27th at the Harbor Cove Cafe, which is 12 87 Spinnaker Drive in Ventura Harbor, and it's 8 to 5 p.m., and we are going to have a blast. 5K run, lots of surprises, a great lineup of guests, as well as tons of vendors to shop with. So,
and then something happening today, you said?
Today we're having a wine tasting and poker tournament tonight, and it's a zombie theme, so get all zombied out, show up. There will be tickets sold at the door. It's a $50 buy-in for the poker and $25 for the wine tasting, and it is fabulous. There's
so then they bring their zombie poker face.
They do.
What poker are they playing?
They're going to play Texas Hold'em, which I have no idea how to play, so I'm just going to stand by the wine.
So you can learn that.
Yeah.
Well, great, Amber. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, ladies.
We're so glad
to
know about that, and hopefully you'll raise lots of money for those canine dogs.
We hope so. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Well, coming up, we have Rick Maddox from the Cancer Society, and he is going to be talking about a couple events that he has coming up. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about the birthday club in this show, too. So give us a call, 650-1590.
This is Tracy Baldwin Mahone. My daughter's dancing has taken a new leap. She's going to Billy Clower's Dance Studio in Ventura. She's taking hip-hop and acro class, which is jazz and gymnastics. Call Billy Clower's today. Get a discount. Say Girls on the Air. Billy Clower's, the number is 643-5036. That's 643-5036.
Opa! You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com, C-H-A-K-R-A, strength.com, or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithanI.com. Welcome back. You are listening live to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA, and we are live, so give us a call, 650-1590. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Maggie McKinney.
And I'm Deborah Delaney.
And we have Rick Maddox with us here today from the American Cancer Society. Just a little bit about him. He is a veteran, and he is also an actor here in our small little town. And he is the development manager for the Cancer Society. So welcome, Rick. We're glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then tell us a little bit about what you do for the Cancer Society.
Yeah, sure. I'm the community development manager for the American Cancer Society, and I am in charge of the Making Strides Walk in Ventura, happening October 6th at Harbor Cove Beach.
Nice. Seems like everything is happening at Harbor Cove
there.
Beach.
Yeah. Out there on the weekends.
Exactly. So tell us what you're doing prior to that.
So prior to that is the kickoff event, and that is going to be not this next week, but the week after that on August 9th, Thursday at 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton. We're going to be doing our kickoff event, which for anyone who's wanting to know more information about Strides and what we do and fundraising and wanting to get involved, or if anyone's been affected by breast cancer, it's a great way to show up, get some free food, see some great speakers and some inspirational, motivating videos and get involved.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about how the event went last year so some people can have an idea of what the event is about.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the kickoff or for the actual walk?
For the actual walk.
Yeah, for the walk, well, we have it at Harbor Cove Beach there. We do it registration starting at 7:30 a.m. on that Saturday morning. And you come in, you register, and you can also pre-register online. And you come to the walk. We have some very moving and emotional kind of speeches and people that just kind of share their story. Mm-hmm. It's very empowering. Survivors. And then we start the walk at 9 a.m. and we just started along that Harbor Cove right there. So it's a beautiful walk. It's a 5K, so it's 3.1 miles. We have different booths set up, different sponsors that come out. We have a DJ. It's just overall, and it's just covered in pink. It's a very kind of rah-rah, hoorah day for survivors, for people who have been affected, for caregivers, for loved ones who have lost anyone to breast cancer, and it's a very special day specifically for anyone who's been touched by that.
Rick, how did you get involved in this organization and why?
That's a great question. Funny enough, Mr. Tom Spence is here, and he's actually a witness to my story. I met Tom at a place I used to work at in Westlake. It was a place called the Stadium Center, and I did corporate development and corporate event sales there. And I met Eric Knight, who I now work with. He's a community development manager at ACS as well. And I just felt like, you know, I want to kind of open up the facility for free to American Cancer Society and do an event like, I don't know, like, what are you thinking, Eric? And, you know, we sat for about an hour and just collaborated and, you know, kind of came up with the Kids Conquering Cancer event. And, you know, so we had set that up August. It would have been August of, oh goodness, I believe August of last year. And, you know, we had laser tag there, a lot of fun things. We invited the family to come out and then also have some tables. I think Cielo catered for it. And we had some nice intimate moments after the playtime to sit and just let these children share their story. And it was very moving. It was very touching. And personally, something shifted in me. As I'd say, I guess a corporate business guy, something shifted where I thought, okay.
Like, ouch, that's my heart. Ouch, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ouch, like these are children that, you know, I mean, some of them had lost their hair from chemo. Some of them were, I was just watching these kids and these families that had been through this warfare, right? And I mean, look, I'm an ex-combat vet, so I get it. You know, thank God, I haven't been touched by cancer. There was something I resonated with watching these families, and something shifted in me. And I spoke to Eric and I said, we had a few conversations actually where I just kind of said, Eric, hey man, what do you do at American Cancer Society? What is American Cancer Society? What are they all about? Like, I want to know more about what you're doing, because that to me, I have a lot of passion, and to me, getting the passion to just get a commission check and just to get more stuff, it just wasn't working anymore. And I wanted to fight for something greater than myself. And so over 6 to 8 months, we just had a few conversations and just an opening happened. And I said, I want to do it. And Eric's like, dude, you'd crush it. I'd love to have you. And then that was, you know, back in March and started April 2nd.
Now, so. How'd you say you met Spence?
Oh, there, so, yeah. So Tom was actually there and we did like a live stream there. And we just connected then. So I just remember from that. And that was when Eric introduced me to Tom and we're kind of full circle.
There you go. Very great cool. story.
Well, so, how can people help you put this event on or come and participate with this event and help you raise money?
There's quite a few ways, actually. I'd say step number one is you can just go to the website www.makingstrides.org/Ventura. And you can just sign up for a team. It doesn't cost anything to sign up as a team leader. You just need two people to make a team, or you can have up to, I think, about 33 for one team. And you can split teams if you needed to go over that. And just come to the walk. I mean, that would be the number one, like kind of no obligation, just show up to the walk and be there to raise awareness. Step two would be if you are really affected by it and you're really kind of amped up to really want to put a stop to it, start raising money and innovative ways to do that. And I'm always available to talk about that. and start raising funds to try to, you know, there's a lot of different teams that do, they get competitive. So they want to kind of see who can.
We're a little competitive in
here. I love it. Well, Pacesetter is individual. It's an individual award, and it's a very, very tight group. There's not a whole lot of people that do that, but that's one person that goes out and gets $2,500, over $2,500, right? So anything over $2,500 would be a Pacesetter. So, and as a team, a collective team, $25,000 would be Pacesetter status. And that just opens up a whole realm of just, you know, different kind of, you know, benefits and just kind of more things that we're a bit more inclusive in terms of just hands-on in terms of talking with you about making an impact possibly on the committee, you know, something like that if you feel so inclined. That would be another way is actually the committee. We're looking for members. I mean, we have a rock star committee right now, and we're always looking for more people because the more stronger your committee is, the more people you have. I mean, just the more kind of outreach, the more awareness you can raise. So, and we have about six positions, different positions open that are kind of tailored towards whatever your strengths are, right? So if you're a mover and shaker and you're super passionate and got a lot of energy, well, there's a specific position I have for that. If you're more logistical and you want to stay behind the scenes, there's a position for that. There's just, we have 12, 13 different positions that kind of help us to form just a rock star team. So we're definitely open to that too.
Great. So if anybody's listening out there, we need your talent.
And how can they get in touch with you?
Exactly.
You can contact me directly on my cell phone. Which is 818-809-8338. Texts are always great. Just who you are, what you're about. If you're a survivor, please don't hesitate. We're looking for more survivors. This event, if you're a survivor out there listening now, this event is for you. It's all for you. So please contact me. You can also, if you want to call the Ventura office, you can just Google the American Cancer Society Ventura office and call that as well. You can also reach me by email at Rick. It's RIC.Maddox, MADDOX, @cancer.org. And send me an email. And yeah, I'd love to connect with you. Definitely want to make this event all about survivors. So we're definitely in looking for possibly survivors to take some leadership positions as well, so that are deeply affected by the mission. So please do not hesitate to contact me.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Rick, for coming on the show.
Thanks,
we really appreciate what you do in the community, and we're glad to have you today.
Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
So great. We're going to talk a little bit about the birthday club with Nothing Bundt Cakes. So how the birthday club is going to work is we need you to go to our Facebook page, go to our website, and
which is
girlsontheair.com and
girlsontheair805 @gmail.com.
That's right. So that's girlsontheair805 @gmail.com or girlsontheair.com, or call in today at 650-1590 and be entered into the drawing for the birthday party. So the birthday party consists of a birthday cake, balloons, candles, plates, forks.
So what they're going to do is enter their name, then we're going to pick the name, and then we're going to announce it live on the show, and then they can
go to Nothing Bundt Cakes and pick it up.
And pick up your whole birthday party in a bag, right?
And then they'll take pictures of you and post it in their store.
So are
store.
We announcing a name today, or are we starting next week?
After the break, we're going to announce a name. So
all right.
Drum roll.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing Bundt Cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese, nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a Bundt cake or a Bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbundtcakes.com, or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free Bundt cake.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us at 212-7878, that's 212-7878, or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA CSMC Mortgage, licensed by the NMLS ID 02021660, California Bureau of Real Estate 157-0216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information at 212-7878.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries. Working 9 to 5,
what a way to make a living. Welcome back. You're listening live to Girls on the Air.
That was Parker Ann Mahone. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Deborah Delaney.
I'm Karen Campbell.
And I'm Maggie McKinney.
And give us a call, 650-1590. What we're doing, someone calls in, we're going to give you a chance to win a birthday party in a bag, right? And really
from
nice.
Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Right, so give us a call, 650-1590. What's the number?
650-1590.
Give us a call, you get a free birthday party from Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Which is really amazing because their stuff is delicious.
That's
absolutely
right.
So we have Lixon in the house. She is going to tell us a little bit about a great school that's coming to our neighborhood. So welcome, Lixon. Lixon, by the way, is a great realtor in our office with Century 21 Troop Real Estate. She's one of our colleagues, and we're so blessed to have her in our office.
Yes.
So
she's such a sweetheart.
She is.
Always gives everyone positive mojo.
Aww,
yeah.
Thank you.
We all love you, Lixon.
Thank you for inviting me to be here. It's not a new school. This school has been in the community for more than 10 years.
I didn't know that. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Grand reopening because we're changing location to a better location.
What is the school, Lixon?
The school is Ventura County Chinese American Association Chinese School. It's a community school. They teach English and also teach Chinese, teach both. So
what grade is it?
We have from 1 to 4 level and also adult conversation in English and adult conversation in Chinese.
So you can go in, like I could go in and learn Chinese right now?
Oh, yes. Anyone. If, let's say, you are going to China, for example, or just vacation or business tour, like us or adult, you can go to adult conversation class. Anyone is welcome.
How fun. How long does it take?
You mean the class?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's Sunday afternoon from 2:30 to 4:30.
Maybe we should take it, girls. Wouldn't that be fun to learn Chinese?
It's really hard, far as I know.
Yeah.
Isn't it really difficult to learn that language? I mean, for someone who speaks I know, she speaks
as opposed
fluent,
to English.
By the way. She speaks fluent.
Yes. English is a hard language to learn if
it
you
is
speak
a hard
any
language
other language.
To learn.
Yeah, because it's not Latin-based. And
English
it's
is harder
difficult.
Than Chinese, you think?
I think it's probably equivalent.
Really?
Yeah,
and there's so much slang, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, the key is don't be overwhelmed. You just want to learn basic, like, conversation. How are you? You know, start a conversation with people. I think that you want to connect with people.
Where are the best
basic
noodles in town, you know?
Where's the bathroom? Yeah, something like that. And it's interesting once you learn the language and you can connect with people.
I'm always fascinated when I hear you on the phone talking to clients how quick the speech is. It's very fast.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if that's just a perception or it's similar to how we speak English, but you're just saying, I don't know. It's very interesting. And how many languages do you know?
I know 2. You know, I was born and raised in China, so I know Chinese very well. So English is my second language.
Which one do you think is harder to learn?
What's your name?
I think Chinese may be a little bit harder. The reason is the way you pronounce it and the way to write it is totally different.
Well, yeah, they're not letters.
The writing is different.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So there's symbols, right?
There are symbols,
How many symbols are in the alphabet for you?
Gosh, that's a good question.
I mean, because there's 26.
Yes, yes, it's about right. It's about right. It may be similar in Chinese.
But aren't symbols words in Chinese, like an actual word?
Instead of letters?
No, like different lines.
Yes, yeah, when you write it, it's like strokes. Yes.
In strokes.
Not, yeah. Yeah. It's different from pronunciation.
Different. So tell us a little bit about the school. Does the school is open to everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
How much is it?
Okay.
Is there a fee?
There is a fee. And first, to your first question, it's open to everyone. If you have a kid, like even 3 to 5 to 6, 7 years old, they can go to level 1 to level 4. If you're an adult like us and you just want to carry on a conversation, come to our adult Chinese class.
So Lixin, is it an immersion type of school where, like, if your child speaks English but you want them to learn Chinese, is it a total immersion or do they get taught in both English and Chinese?
I think the both Chinese and English to make sure they understand it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But really, the key about this, I think, the most important. I like this most important part of this school is it's very relaxed. Everyone's very very relaxed and friendly. You don't feel any pressure. Oh, I need to learn this and that. It's just very easy and people are friendly. It's fun.
Lixin, why are you doing this? How did you become involved?
Well, actually, I am the secretary for Ventura County Chinese American Association.
Look at Lixin.
Yes. So the school is affiliate with our association. That's right. Why I want to make sure everyone knows this. We have a great reopening in Camarillo's Boys and Girls Club Sunday afternoon from 2:30 to 4:30.
So let me just get this straight. So it is a full program then for the grades 1 through 4. I mean, you're going full time to school every day, learning all the different courses.
Subjects. It's just teach Chinese and English.
Oh, I see. Just Chinese classes. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Just Sunday only.
Yes.
So what about 5th grade and up?
Oh, their level 1 to 4 is not it's not about grades. It's levels. Oh. Level 1 to level 4.
Okay, yes. 1 through 4 levels.
It depends on your Chinese level.
I see. Okay, yeah, so anybody starting at 3 years old, you're saying, and up.
My gosh,
okay.
Yes, anyone's welcome.
Okay. And then it's just every Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30.
And how much
and you
was
go
it?
To your appropriate age or level, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Did we say how much it was?
$250 per course per semester.
Okay, great. That's awesome, Lixin.
Yeah. It's wonderful. I think everyone's going to enjoy it.
I think they will too. Yeah. I think that's just such a nice
That'd
thing
be a
to
fun
have in our
to try.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be fun. And also, you know what else is great? Because kids get to choose a language to take in high school. So if they get started doing Chinese when they're young like
wow,
they will super excel. And it will help getting into college too, I think.
That's right. You do have to know a foreign language.
Yeah.
Yes, and we do have a calligraphy teacher. And from, this teacher would drop in from time to time to class and demonstrate how to do a Chinese calligraphy.
It is an art. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, how fun.
Thank you, Lixin, so much.
Well, here's a website.
Okay, go ahead.
If you want to sign in, it's V for Ventura, CCAA.org. Or you can call this number to register. The number is 805-338-1013.
Very good.
Great.
Thank you so much, Lixin.
Thanks for bringing that all to everybody's attention. I think it's really important.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Now we understand we actually have a birthday winner, so we're going to announce that after the break. Someone called in and they actually won the birthday club. So we will announce that after the break.
Oh,
and we'll
that lucky person.
Sarah
Bear-Lapore
and Rana right after the break. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe, the best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because of the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust. What doesn't kill you makes you
stronger. Welcome back, Ventura. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate. We're right here on KVTA 1590 AM. We are live today. Give us a call, 650-1590. I'm Deborah Delaney.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
And I'm Maggie McKinney.
And we have a lucky winner. Someone called in this week. Again, now, we have to make sure you understand, it does not need to be your birthday. Call in to win a birthday party. So it doesn't need to be your birthday, though. So we had a caller win today. They're going to get a birthday party, a free birthday party from Nothing Bundt Cakes. So now this week, go to our Facebook page, our website, or call and put your name in. And then next week, we'll have live callers call in as well. And then we'll have a drawing.
That's so everybody, correct.
It does not need to be your birthday. But today's winner is
Yolanda Lamas.
Yay!
Okay. Congratulations.
So we'll contact her and get her in touch with Nothing Bundt Cakes. She gets a free birthday party.
That's right.
All right.
There we
but
go.
Of course, we and don't want to eat too much cake because we got Sarah Barrett Lepore in the house.
I know,
right?
You have to be. You
and
have
we
to
are
watch
doing
out.
That every week.
Every
so,
single
every
week, right
single
before
week.
Sarah's segment. So now
just
we want to work out.
Out. That's okay. You can eat cake.
That's right. Just work out.
I love
Let
cake.
Let them eat cake. Yes. Let them eat cake.
So what do we have today,
Sarah? We're talking more about laughter because it's really important to drive the point home. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but today, actually, I have a friend calling in to tell a joke, so we'll wait for that any minute. But in the meantime, I wanted to really let you guys know how it induces euphoria, which is very similar to what narcotics do in our brains, because it affects the opioid receptors in our brains. And the more opioid receptors we have, the more positive effect we get from the laughter or whatever the drug is, but there's no side effect, no negative side effect from the drug of laughter.
Just a few extra wrinkles on your face from laughing too much.
But no, it actually makes you look younger. Those smile lines and those wrinkles, laughter gives you the exact opposite effect of every kind of thing that stress gives you. So it's the opposite effect of the cortisol. It's just so important to laugh a lot and every day. And actually, it should be a part of a heart disease management program because of the positive effects it has on your cardiovascular system.
Yeah.
Especially laugh lines. Like my mom always said, don't hold your face like that. Don't hold your, smile.
That's something. It's natural. It's pretty, when people are happy, I think.
That's something we do with the laughter meditation. I'm going to do that again a week from Tuesday, first and third Tuesdays at Chakra Strength. We have a 6:30 at night group, and this time we're going to do laughter meditation again.
And you had someone on the website from where? Didn't you have
New York and China called in. So we're Zooming. So you can Zoom in if you can't be there in person.
But it's more fun in person, I think, if you can be there, if you're local.
It's funnier. And people can tickle you.
Yeah, the website's updated. But we do things like just even putting a smile on your face will bring about that euphoria. But also the interesting thing is it releases endorphins. You know, like when you go to the gym and you can feel the vibes in the room because everybody's working out and you're like, okay, you know, the hardest part about that is showing up, because once you walk into the gym, you got it. You feel the endorphins. They get into your, you know, your vibe, your system. So laughter does that too. It releases endorphins. That's why you'll be talking in a group and somebody starts laughing. You don't even sometimes know what people are laughing about, but you start laughing too because you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's these endorphins. So it's really this stuff that we can't see, the energy that's going on and the chemicals that are released. That stuff really matters. And it also can fosters brain connectivity. There are different parts of our brains, right? So it just makes cross connections between different parts of our brains. This is all good. Yeah.
You know what?
I don't know if he's calling yet. Scott, are you out there?
Sometimes I try and think of funny things. I don't do this on purpose, but it's just me, be me. Mm-hmm. I always just think of stupid, funny things in every situation. Like, I just see something and I think, oh my God, what if they just fell over right now? Or, you know what I mean? Just stupid things. And then, I don't know. Sometimes
you are, yeah, you are very happy.
I'm very goofy.
You're a person that I laugh a lot with.
I'm just goofy.
And I appreciate that about you.
Oh, thank
you. It's so much, you know, life is hard. And it's also, I have a lot of people in my life that we talk real deep, serious stuff all the time. But it's so nice to just laugh. And we need that these days. And it's right at your fingertips. And that's what we do in the laughter meditation. It's a way to access that when you're not feeling like it. Right? You kind of have to be in the mood to laugh, you think, or you has to be really funny. This is
or not feel guilty about, you know, when everything's going on so terrible in the world and, you know, you want to laugh instead, you know.
Well, and the thing
and
is,
it's important to
you
do
you have to be the light you want to see in the
That's
world, right?
Right?
So how else do you do that? You have to find it inside and have it at home and have it in your circle. But it's something that's really worth it, and taking the time to do goofy things, because the laughter meditation, you get a little goofy, but you just end up leaving feeling amazing with all these great endorphins and tools, because we teach you how to do this at home. You can do it in your shower. It takes 2 minutes. It's not something that's hard to do. Why don't we all do one?
Let's do it.
Okay. So start by just focus on your belly and go, ho, ho, ho,
ha, ho, 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 ha, 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 ho, 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 ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha. So it gets a little goofy. So
we used to do
that. That's the Santa laugh.
When I was at UCLA, we would do that. It was part of our acting exercises.
Oh, yes. They talk a lot about this, using these tools for acting.
Yep.
Another study shows that women laugh 126% more than their male counterparts.
Tickle your husbands more.
And yeah.
My husband's so funny. He laughs all the time.
Oh, see, that's good.
Funny.
But yeah, it's one of the top three traits for a potential mate is somebody who laughs, and also men like somebody who will laugh at his jokes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to be, you know, a happy person to keep a relationship going and find the lightness in life. And it's just really important to get through these times, I think.
Don't you find people more attractive when they're funny?
Oh,
I
gosh,
have a tendency,
yeah,
like the guys I'll date, you know, if they're funny and fun, they're
That's
so
right.
much more attractive to me. I don't know.
That's right. I don't care what they look like, if they can make me laugh or if they laugh at my stuff.
Right.
That's a whole, if you have a great
right.
audience, that's a
that's
different,
fun.
That's
yeah,
two.
It's
that's
true.
Think, yeah.
Well, I think we're missing the window for my friend to call in, so.
While we wait for him,
okay,
why don't we go from your segment over to Rana's segment.
Awesome.
We'll see if he calls it. If not, we laugh today, right?
Yeah, we did.
But there's nothing funny about your restaurant report.
No, but it was lovely.
Okay.
Gianfranco's Trattoria in Carp.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds fun.
Have you been there? They have
I haven't.
An amazing patio in the back,
where
which I did
it?
Not get to dine on because my friend said she gets mosquito bitten. So
there's no
we were,
mosquitoes at the
I
beach.
I know, right? So we ended up eating inside, which was very nice but small. And you can kind of see the kitchen. It's very family oriented. You know, they're just, it's mom and pop. So it's very nice that way. I respect that. It's such a hard business.
Is it on Main Street down there?
Yes. It's on, you know, Linden Avenue, 666 Linden Avenue. And They are open for lunch. They have great lunch specials, too, for $12.99, including iced tea and spumoni for dessert.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and they do bake goods that are unbelievable. They bring them around, and you're like, oh, my God. So save room for the pastries that they have there. They're amazing, and their food is really good. And I found it to be very reasonable. $13, we had a salad, Mina. We had the chicken piccata for $25, $23 for wild salmon.
Nice.
Which you can get potatoes, and they're very accommodating. It comes with potatoes, but you can also order pasta, and you can do a gluten-free pasta for $2 extra. Ooh. So I loved all that about it, and their prices for pasta is like $16, $20, depending on what kind.
How many jalapenos?
I give it 4.5.
4.5. All right. Now, Sarah, I think we have your connect on the phone.
We do.
We're going to end our show with him. So,
yeah, Scott.
We're going to have a joke to end with.
End with a joke.
Okay,
always on a happy note.
Let's go.
Okay, so.
Scott, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, I'm sorry. When we talked last week, I told you I couldn't come up with a clean joke. I just have something to, I wanted something to say.
Good. Okay. You're saying
go
it.
Go ahead. You have about a minute and a half.
Okay. Okay. Was going to try and come up with some one-liners about politics and such, but realized Colbert and his team are better than that. Realize what truly is funny is life. Look around. Funny stuff's everywhere if you look for it in the right way. Put beliefs aside and just observe what's going on around you. Even better, look back at your own life. So, sometimes even better. Only took me 28 years to get a date with the prettiest girl in my class, even though it's just on the radio. Look around.
That's cute.
Smile,
that's
but
sweet.
Most important, just laugh. Best to laugh at yourself first, then you can find humor in life. Damn, that sounded serious. And if you're laughing at my shameless reference to the prettiest girl in my class, you're missing out at your first chance to laugh. Take it at my expense. I've got broad shoulders, and the world needs more laughter.
There you go.
There you go. Right. Well, thank you so much. I don't know if I'm the prettiest, but I appreciate your sentiment.
Yes, you are. Okay. Well, we'll end the show on that happy note, right? Yeah. Everyone have a great week. Enjoy the sunshine. And
enjoy the rest of your summer because school is getting ready to start.
And go to my open house tomorrow, 706 Island View in Surfside.
That's right. 119 Frost Circle. And call us in next week with a joke.
And birthday club.